I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. The French government today did a U-turn on its plan to raise gas taxes. Its reversal comes in response to more than a week of widespread protests, some of them violent. If French President Emmanuel Macron thought that the reversal would slow down the protests, he's wrong.
We were left without transportation because of the protest. So I came home by walk and it took me an hour. So I literally just arrived.
That would be the transportation today in the city of Toulouse, not Paris. This is nationwide in France. We just heard there from Rimsara Alouane, who studies law at the University of Toulouse. She says the protests are showing no signs of dying down.
They're actually growing, and actually students in high school in Toulouse are also joining the movement. The protests are getting bigger, and unfortunately today a high school was also put in fire. So it's not stopping.
What are the students saying as their reasons for joining this protest?
They are mainly complaining, and as well as university students, by the way.
Yeah.
They are complaining about Macron's reform of the baccalaureate that caused a lot of problems this summer, and which left a lot of students without a place at university.
So what started out as protests against this gas tax imposed by President Macron is now kind of sucking up people in high school who want to get their degree, their baccalaureate, and graduate. So it sounds like it's not just a single issue anymore.
Oh, absolutely not. People just can't live in France anymore. Things are getting tough. People, you know, the line of poverty in France has increased. People just can't make it anymore. So the rise of the price of gas was just the cherry on top of the cake.
Well, it's interesting to hear you say that, because yesterday we spoke with one of the organizers of the Yellow Vest, the Gilets Jaunes. He lives in southeast France and kind of organizes there. His name is Romaric Giacomino. And I asked him whether this is a political protest and how broad their issues are. Here's what he said.
No, on n'est pas un groupe politique. La plaine des Gilets jaunes, c'est pas l'impôt sur le pétrole. L'impôt sur le pétrole, c'est l'impôt de trop. Les Français aspirent.
So Giacomino told me, as you heard there, they're not a political group. And also that the gas tax, that was just the tip of the iceberg. They have other wider concerns, echoing what you said about the growing cost of living in France.
Even if people are really tired about the mess the protests are causing, people generally support the movement. Now, is it a political movement? I think it started as a people's movement, still is. But I'm afraid we can't escape that it will become political. And especially with the instrumentalization of the Gilets Jaunes movement by the far right, especially, who is taking this opportunity to move forward with their agenda.
I mean, the far right has taken advantage of it. Hasn't the far left also taken advantage of the Yellow Vest movement?
Yes, of course. I should have mentioned it. The far right and the far left. And, you know, with the rise of populism in France, in Europe, and in the West in general, we are having elections coming. We are having a European election coming in May. This is a perfect time for these parties to make sure to have their voice heard as well. And the Yellow Vest movement is a perfect opportunity for that.
Let me turn again to Romaric Giacomino, the Yellow Vest organizer I spoke with yesterday, because he also is talking about how he's struggling to make ends meet.
Je vous disais que je travaille à Marseille désormais. Du jour, je travaille pour l'État, je suis enseignant. L'État du jour au lendemain m'a dit...
So Giacomino is telling me that he works in Marseille as a public school teacher. He said that one day he heard from the government that his salary would not change. And then the next day, he says that he has to pay 400 euros more in gas taxes at the end of each month. I mean, 400 euros, that's more than almost $500. I can see why he's mad.
Marco, I can talk about my own experience. I just received the same kind of letter. My mother received this letter as well, that we have to pay an extra 400 euro. Gas and electricity, actually. So I completely understand that gentleman.
So how are French reacting today to the government's announcement that they're going to put the gas tax on pause for 6 months?
People are not really satisfied with the answer. They still don't believe the government. Like, okay, you are doing that, but we need more. Again, it's not just about this tax. It's really about the cost of life and also the disparity between the wealthier and the poorer, and also how taxes are not really well distributed. we have a great system that basically the current government is not using properly. So what people are asking is literally what is in our motto, equality. Hmm. And how do you manage to implement equality by having a just and fair tax system?
What does all this mean for President Macron, who swept to power as a centrist?
This is the first big crisis Macron is facing. And unfortunately, I think the French are just really tired with his let them eat cake kind of attitude. For like 2 weeks, Macron barely said anything besides condemning violence that occurred during the protest, but nothing was done. Even the government was pretty silent about it. Oh, you know, it's a French thing. You go protest, you take on the street, and then you go back home. You know, protesting is part of our cultural heritage, whatever. But now I think the government is worried. I think elections are coming, so they better be worried. I think they had no choice but to make a gesture, even a token gesture, to show that they were willing to cooperate. But I don't think that right now people are buying it.
Sounds like these protests are going to get bigger before they get smaller.
Maybe things will calm down during the holidays, but January 1st is coming. And usually January for French people is a synonym of prices increasing, like, for example, the stamp or the baguette. So it will grow again. It will grow faster. And it's no good sign for the current government.
Rimsara Alouan studies law at the University of Toulouse. Thanks very much, Rimsara.
Thank you again for having me. I appreciate it.